Hi, and welcome to the first ever Life Like Orange podcast. My name's Ichabod Broccoli, and I'm going to be talking to you today about some current events and some opinions and a little something about music. Today, my guest is not present, so it's just going to be a short introduction to our new series. First thing I want to talk about, I saw in the news that our former, I gotta find a good thing to call him because I can't bring myself to, okay, we basically know him as 45, and I no longer like that number. I'm glad that I was past age 45 when he came around, so I never had to be that after it was tainted. He has been pouring a lot of money and lawyers into blocking the release of the White House papers from around the time of the insurrection. So clearly he's guilty of something. And when that eventually comes out, because the court overturns his appeal and says, you know, you're not in a position to receive any special treatment. You no longer have the protection of the office. As one judge said, the power belongs to the office, not to the individual. So once you're not in the office, you no longer have that power. So I'm just looking forward to finding out. I mean, so far they call him Teflon for a reason. Can't make anything stick. So far it's unbelievable that it's gone this long without any formal charges being filed. Not that they would amount to anything, because as we know, he manages to slip out from under pretty much any serious consequences for his asshole, actions. Something else I want to talk about, and this will just be the opinion portion, the editorial, not that that wasn't. I think that was all just facts. This is also facts. And you'll know if you've followed Best Policy Music at all that honesty is the best policy. And that name comes from my love of honesty and the honesty, the truth of the artists on the label. And we'll tell you straight. I mean, we're not going to tell you everything necessarily unless you need to know, but the things that we tell you are going to be straight. So I've been doing some research on a subject that is very near and dear to me, and that is traffic and driving. Yes, I take it very seriously. If I was ever going to murder someone, it would be in a fit of road rage because I get so angry at the way that other people drive. Now, I understand that I'm a hypocrite and that many of the things that I hate are things that I used to do. And now that I've learned that that is a shit thing to do, don't do it. It makes me extra mad to see other people do it. And some small part of me is like, look, I am sacrificing doing those things. I used to do those things, those shitty, selfish things to get some advantage over the other drivers. I'm like, I'm not doing that anymore because I think it's better to follow the rules and be safe. And for those reasons, I judge harshly the other people on the road. Just follow the rules. And then there's also the element of hypocrisy that I choose certain rules and guidelines to make important, and then others, I just don't even worry about it. If I don't choose them as important ones, then I might flout those rules, and that's very hypocritical. I get that. Right now, one of the things that's bugging me the most There are two, and one of them is the unnecessarily ridiculously large pickup trucks being driven by people who are not doing pickup truck things with them. All they're doing is driving way too fast and bearing down on people and shining their way too high headlights into the back window and blinding drivers, and it's very inconsiderate, and I hate them. Another thing, and this is really ridiculous, but when you're at a stoplight, and so you're looking at the light for the cross traffic, and you're waiting, you see it turn yellow, you see it turn red, and you're like, okay, it's about to turn green. So you take your foot off the brake, you start rolling into the crosswalk, into the intersection, in anticipation of that light turning green. Well, you know what happens? Well, a lot of times there's a little delay there. A lot of times there's a left turn arrow that goes before you do. So what you end up doing, you start rolling into the intersection like a dipshit, and then you have to stop again when you should have been stopped the whole time. Then the light changes. And if I'm next to you, I see you starting to roll, thinking you're going to get some advantage over the other people at the stoplight, and oh, I'm going to take off, I'm going to get in front of them, or whatever. I can't even fit my thoughts into your tiny little brain, you fucking morons. And so that light changes, and I'm gone, because I'm sitting there with my foot on the brake, waiting until it turns green. Once it's green, I know, hey, I can go. So I go, and you're just stopping again from having started to roll because you thought that you were clever and you thought you were going to get the jump on everyone. So the point being, don't do that. Just wait until the light changes. You think you're clever. You think you're smarter than the others. You think that you're anticipating the light changing as some sort of show of your deftness, your immense understanding of driving, and it 99 times out of 100 is not going to get you any advantage. Every once in a while, and there are probably some people who are good at it, but most of the time you start rolling, you're going to end up stopping again. Just fucking stop. Don't do that. It doesn't help you. Doesn't help anyone else. It just blocks the intersection. It blocks the crosswalk. I mean, there are people who don't even bother staying out of the crosswalk. They pull up and they stop fully in it, and that's a whole other gripe of mine. But right now, I'm just talking about that false start of, oh, it's going to change, here I go. Like, seriously, what do you think that's going to gain you? So, feel free to send in some hate mail or whatever. If you're that guy who thinks that, you know, oh, watch this. It's going to change. I can predict the future. Whoa, really? So you knew that the light was going to change from red to green. How'd you do that? It's built that way. It's going to do it every time. That's its job. Just wait till it does. All right, and I don't really have anything to say at this moment, except that the convoluted situation I have of releasing the Lifelike Orange Cones first album of the millennium, so far not counting Late Monday, the original release, and we put it out for distribution. It's gonna go into your digital retailers. It'll be out on December 31st, so look for that on the last day of 2021. It's called Beat Hurt. Lifelike Orange Cones, Beat Hurt. That's right, it's like Butt Hurt, but it's got beats to it. and he, as you know, Butt has two T's. So they went ahead and put Beat with two T's, and just to keep the theme going, they put Hurt with two T's also. Go figure. You know, I like the guys, I don't understand them. So, Beat Hurt out December 31st. And their second album of the millennium, their third total, second official release, I guess, Convolution. Just to keep things convoluted, the second album comes out December 3rd. That's right. Second album comes out before the first. Cool, huh? So look for Convolution December 3rd and the previous album, Beat Hurt, on December 31st. Go figure. That is some beat heavy dance music, and it's got some really fun and interesting melodies, and it's a good time. So thanks for slowing for the Cone Zone. Hopefully next time we will have a guest. And until then, Life Like Orange Cones, Beat Hurt, December 31. The follow-up, Convolution, December 3rd. Get them. They should be on all digital retailers for download. Thank you very much. Ick out.